Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. Before we begin today, I want to explain that those of you who are tuned into our Sunday service, that my mom is in the hospital. And so in order to do the show tonight, I had to bring all my stuff to the hospital, but I am speaking through a mask. And so please bear with us today as we move forward. Also, with this, with computers sometimes, but definitely with this system that we're using, it's important to pause in between speaking, not only so you can catch what the other person's saying because there's a little bit of a delay, but also, too, Mary, Margaret, and those of us who do readings and we're getting direct information from Divine Spirit, it takes concentration. So if she pauses for a little while longer than you would think and you're wondering what she's doing, that's what she's doing. She's getting information, and it happens continually. So now that you know that, I think this will go a lot more smoothly because what we're here to do is to help you. And we're emissaries for Divine Spirit. So we have quite a few callers in the queue, so we're going to get started right away. And Mary Margaret, I have a clearing prayer. If you'd like to start off with that, that's your call. Okay, everybody.
Yes.
And thank you.
Let
thank you
everybody, especially those people on the line, please repeat with me as Janie says the clearing prayer. Go ahead, dear.
Sure. By the power and the authority of Prime Creator.
By the power and the authority of Prime Creator.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
I now decree and give my permission.
I now decree and give my permission.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
That are touching, using, tempting.
That are touching, using, tempting.
Or taunting me on any level of my being.
Taunting me on any level of my being.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm, never to return.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm, never to return.
Release all disease, unhappiness, trauma.
Release all disease, unhappiness, trauma.
Fear. Pain, addiction.
Fear, pain, addiction.
Relationship difficulties and financial distress.
Relationship difficulties and financial distress.
Remove all negative energies and negative effects.
Remove all negative energies and negative effects.
Of any medicine.
Of any medicine
or medical procedure surround and support all fields and bodies with a grid of golden crystalline energy sacred love and sacred truth
heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
Of all that I can be.
Of all that I can be.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths. Thank you. Would you like to get right to the first caller, Mary Mom?
Yes, I would, dear. Thank you.
Great. Hello, you're on with Mary Margaret.
Hi there.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi there. Reverend Mary Margaret, this is Caroline. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Caroline. How are you, dear?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I am wonderful, too. How That's can I help you today?
Well, I would love to hear from Spirit about what I'm supposed to focus on working for the business in the month of November.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. There's something here as far as the publications you're going to be doing and the things that you do not yet know. That in meeting people who may be able to help you and understanding that Spirit's going to guide you, the energy of your publications are they're more spiritual than others.
Yeah,
more about mindfulness and intuitiveness and every book that comes to you, every article, everything that comes to you is going to be very, very spiritual. But
yeah,
there are certain people that you have to meet. Do you know who those people might be?
For the publication or authors?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for the publication.
The publication, not yet. When is that coming?
Well, the way it looks, there could be a part-time job here. Something where you are with a publication company so that you can learn what you have to learn for your own company.
Mm. Nowadays, they work from home, though.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
It'll still show you the ropes, they say.
Oh.
And there'll be someone there that mentors you.
Ooh.
A man. There's a man there that will help you. And he's very interested in your success.
Whoa, I feel like crying. Is it like New York? I do. All of a sudden, I feel like tears are coming. Is it like in New York? Like a New York publisher? Because there's not many New York.
Not necessarily New York or New York City, but hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get this. They are showing me New England.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
They are showing me New England. But there's many opportunities for you now where you will learn bone of the business.
Great.
Okay,
well, I find
thank
this
you,
one
dear.
Really, thank you so much. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye, dear. All right, Jeannie.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Who am I speaking?
Hi, Mary. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. How are you, dear? How can I help you today?
This is Jackie. I'm sorry.
Jasmine?
my name is Jacqueline. Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Hi, dear.
Yes.
How are you?
I have
What's
one
going
of those
on?
Days. I had like a clash with one of my administrators or supervisors, and
you had a crash.
He's not helpful. A clash.
A clash.
He's
okay,
not
thank
help,
you.
He's not helpful. He's not honest, and you know I'm still working because I have some things I want to take care of in my personal life, and
right?
Everyone else. And I'm being overextended. And I just want to know what Spirit has to say in terms of me balancing work and my responsibilities at home, which are important to me.
All right. Let's look at it this way. Spirit, what do you have for Jacqueline? Let's start with your responsibilities at home. There's something here as far as some other money coming where you can clear a lot of those things and not feel the pressure of having to work all the time. Now, the energy of work, working where you work and everything else, that's still very good for you. Even though you are clashing with this one woman, it's still very good. And the spirit would urge you to continue to work no matter what. This woman, let's see, I don't see her there as of January. So I would just be patient and understand that Divine Spirit is going to surround you with angels now. And those angels are going to stay with you and bless your life so that you can grow spiritually, you can grow with success, you can have a better way of manifesting what you truly want. Anything else, Jacqueline?
I'm trying to move, and I want to move into the home that belongs to my parents and fix it up. I am manifesting my own business.
Mm-hmm.
Working for myself. And a lot of it has to do with healing, eventually with healing.
I do see your own business, but I do not see it till later summer.
Which would be fine.
In your mother's home, and I see you really being very happy there. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you
so
much.
Have a wonderful day.
I like to continue to listen.
Okay, that's great. Janie, she wants to listen.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. I'll put you on, and you can listen, and then I'm going to get to the next caller. Thanks.
Hello, this is Mary Margaret. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. This is Mary Margaret. With whom am I speaking?
Oh, sorry, I'm trying to get a call here, but they're not answering.
Hello? Hello? Does she think we're not answering?
I don't know. Hello, is anyone there? You're on with Mary Margaret. I'm going to put her on hold and come back to her, okay?
All right. Okay, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we do. So I'm going to put her on hold and connect with the next caller.
Thank you, dear.
Sure. Take a minute.
Hello. This is Mary Margaret. With whom am I speaking?
This is Sandra. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Hi, Sandra. My pleasure. How can I help you today?
I have been interviewing, and I was actually finished up a second round of interviews for a wonderful job, and I truly believe that this is the one for me. I just feel it in my spirit. But I just wanted to see, how far do you see them getting back with me? Will it be this month or before the holidays?
Before the holidays, I would give it 9-10 days in there, and then you should hear from them. It is a very good job for you. The energy is very compatible with yours, and they really did like you. They really did like you. So, I would not be concerned about that at all. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes. Well, I have a question about health. Can you answer a question on that?
Mm-hmm. I can do my best. Yeah.
Right now, I am having really bad headaches, and I know the stress of my present job, my manager, which will be passing soon. But I'm a little bit concerned because this episode right now of this headache is really debilitating. And will this pass soon? Or is there anything that I should be majorly worried about? Maybe I should step that way.
Well, we can do a prayer and try to give you some relief, but we want to find out the real cause of this. And it is emotional. Yeah. It is emotional, dear. Has something happened?
Yes.
Do you have it often at home or often at work?
At work. My manager is... God is working it out, because you just said that the other one is going to work out. But she is very, very mean. I get so stressed when it's time to communicate with her.
That is really the source of these headaches.
Okay.
Let's do a little prayer. And then the headaches continue, you know we're doing an hour-long healing show on Fridays at noon. So try to call in then, and we'll work some more. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Now, when you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to?
Mm-hmm.
Or who do you say, God or Jesus or
both?
Spirit?
Yeah, God, Jesus.
All right.
Yes.
Repeat
God
after me. And then we're going to bring back your power from her, too, because she's taken a lot of your power, a lot of your energy.
Yes.
Okay, you ready, dear?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
By the power and the authority of God and Jesus.
By the power and authority of God and Jesus. I am now decreeing.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
From my place of business.
From my place of business.
And my manager.
And my manager.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
And gently transmuted.
And gently transmuted.
All right, I have my hand on your forehead. Put your hand on your forehead.
Okay.
And take another breath. God, return all power that is mine.
God, return all power that is mine.
She has stressed me out so much.
She has stressed me out so much.
Please put a grid of golden crystal in.
Please put a grid of golden crystal in.
That's all right, honey. Let it go. That emotion is what's causing the headache. That's it. Let it go. To protect me from her.
To protect me from her.
And anything that might be with her.
And anything that might be with her.
All power that is mine.
All power that is mine.
Be gently cleansed and purified.
Be gently cleansed and purified.
And return to me.
And return to me.
And Jesus, if you could bless this new job.
Jesus, if you could bless this new job.
And give me this opportunity.
And give me this opportunity.
I will be forever grateful.
I will be forever grateful.
That's it, honey. Let it go. Let it go. Please release the pain of this headache.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
All headaches.
Yes, thank you.
And all headaches.
And all headaches.
And any energy.
And all headaches.
And any energy or protection or projection.
And any energy or projection.
From this manager.
From this manager.
Be also released and removed.
Be also released and removed.
Jesus, give me the strength.
Jesus, give me the strength.
To do what I have to do at this job.
To do what I have to do at this job.
Until it's time to leave.
Until it is time to leave.
I am so grateful.
I am so grateful.
So be it. So be it done.
So be it. So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take those three deep breaths here. Now, dear, this is the kind of healing I do and I teach. And wherever you are in the world, I can help you with any kind of health problem like this usually. So just remember that.
Wow.
I do readings and I facilitate these healings, not by me, but by God and Jesus and the Most Holy Divine Spirit. And anybody listening, please remember that. If you're having a health problem, let's talk about it, especially on that Friday for an hour. This is just part of the way I read, too, honey. Okay, in that emotion that you were releasing, that is the emotion that was causing the headache. So do let me know. Please let me know if they return or if you need anything else. Okay?
Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Good luck in your new job. And don't let anybody beat you up like this. Okay? I know the job is important. And, you know, all I can say is until the new job comes in, just ignore her.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Call us back. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Janie?
Yep. If anyone would like a private session with Mary Margaret, you can call her at 513-289-2914. Hello, you're on the line with Mary Margaret.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
This is Donna. I'm good, thank you. I wanted to know,
Donna,
what you're seeing for me. It's been a lot of many years since I've been in a relationship, since my last one, and I would like to meet my companion partner, you know, love, you know, come into my life. I'm 67 now, and I've never been married. I have been in relationships, but I would like to share that with someone. Do you see that coming in for me, please?
I do, but not until
next
summer.
Spirit is saying
this too. You need to get out and do new things and meet new people. Not to sound facetious, but they're saying, you know, he's not going to knock on the door.
Right.
You know, so they're saying you have to get out, you have to meet new people and know that he also is looking for you. He is available. And you'll meet him, I want to say, in late spring.
Okay.
And it seems everything
next year is off this year.
What?
Oh, next year, of course. Yeah, spring is
next year.
Yeah.
And he also, it kind of moves really slow. I don't know if you're
that's
in a particular group that, you know, he just thinks for a while he might meet you at the group and see who you are and if you're really the one and that type thing. Do you belong to anything political?
No.
The Spirit's suggesting that maybe you investigate some of this.
Mm-hmm.
They have certain things in your area. And go, depending on what your belief system is, go and see if you can meet somebody.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, it'll do you good to volunteer. And also, when I said volunteer, they popped in with the hospital. Are you volunteering at the hospital now?
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, no, but I look after a blind friend 3 hours, three times a week, and then I look after my 85-year-old neighbor. I do everything for him. That's volunteer.
I see. All right. Okay. I did see the hospital, and I did see the need for someone. So, and I'm not saying you're going to be in the hospital, but there's even if you could volunteer once a week, you would meet people. That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Good luck.
I could
with
look
this.
Into that.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. You have a nice day.
Oh, you're so welcome, dear. Let us know. Call us back.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Thank
okay,
you,
Mary Mark.
Bye bye.
If anybody would like to call in, the number is 845-241-9850. Moving on to the next caller, okay?
Yes, dear.
Thank you.
Hello, this
Hello.
Is Mary Margaret. With whom am I speaking, please?
Nathaniel.
Hello?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, okay. How are you, dear?
Okay.
How can I help you today?
Well, I have an interview for a job Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You sound better. You've called in before, and I got to tell you, Nathaniel, you sound better. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
That you sound so much better. And that's what usually happens in any kind of spiritual healing. Okay, tell me again. You have an interview.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Is this something that you really want?
Well, something that's there. I'm kind of really bored right now. I want to get activity, and so although I'm getting
and it's full time.
I think
it's
so.
Is it full time, Nathaniel?
Yes, I think so. I'm not exactly sure.
This is very positive
sure.
for you. This interview will go very positive for you. And I think go ahead, please.
They're having a background check on me, so
yes.
Just a little worried about it. But and then they're doing the drug testing, and I did smoke some marijuana in the last couple of days.
Well,
I haven't been doing it much. So I don't know.
I would not do it. I would get Golden Seal and make sure your blood is clear, because they'll do that. Your background check should go very well, but they're not going to want you if you're smoking marijuana.
Yeah, I had cancer.
Okay.
So.
I see. Well, until this process is over, if you can just. Not do that for now.
That's easy.
Then,
that's easy. Didn't know that I was going to get an interview.
Not do that for now. That, then I really think this will be a positive experience for you. Yeah, I do. Yeah, let us know. Let us know how it goes. And like I said, get the Golden Seal anyway and get your blood clean.
Golden Seal?
Yeah, it's an herb.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Anything else? You see anything else?
Were you looking for something specific?
Just a healing or just anything to see a move.
You said you had cancer. Where do you have the cancer, dear?
It was a couple of years ago. That was over in my colon. My rectal colon. Yeah, so they took some of my colon out and some lymph nodes.
Okay. All right.
I've been having
Have you been angry?
I usually don't get angry.
Okay. Let me explain something. Cancer is caused by anger. Everybody out there, just listen. Cancer is caused by anger. And even if we don't show the anger, if we stuff it, and that's what Nathaniel did, you stuffed it in your rectum, then it can cause the illness in that area. Now, I had a dear friend that had the same type of cancer, and she came to me and she said, "You're the healer. You tell me why this happened." And I said, "How many times have I told you not to keep saying you're a pain in the ass?" I said, "Every time," I said, "that is your favorite thing with anybody that gets you upset." I said, "Your body is listening to every word that you say." Well, that's where the anger went, and that is where your pain in the ass is. It is manifested into cancer. So for everybody out there, just remember, your body listens to everything you say. And even if it's directed towards something, someone else, even if you don't feel the anger externally, you will feel it internally. So have you been cancer-free now, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Good, 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 good. Do you have anything other physically that we need to talk about?
I have, you know, other ailments. You know, I actually have the kidney stones now and bladder stones. So I want to take the bladder stones out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if I passed the kidney stone to the bladder yet. But I had an attack about a week ago. I'm not sure if something like
that. They're saying yes, you have. They're saying yes, you have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. When will they take care of that?
Soon, but you know, I have an interview Tuesday, and I have a doctor's appointment Tuesday too. So they don't, I wanted to, you know, get everything, all the ducks in a row, I guess.
When is the interview? What time?
10.
And what time is your doctor's appointment?
I don't know right now. That's what I was just thinking.
You need to take care of that, dear. You need to find out about that. And I hope it's in the afternoon, you know, or thing at 8:30 this morning, so that you can get to your interview. Because Spirit's saying that on a scale of 0 to 10, this is a 10 for you. This is a good opportunity, something you're going to enjoy, but more so it's going to be really good for your growth. Okay, Nathaniel, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Good luck, Nathaniel. Okay, if anybody is interested in a private session with Mary Margaret, you can call her at 513-289 2914, and I'm going to jump to the next caller, okay? We have one more caller right now left on the board. Thanks.
Certainly. You know, Janie, if we don't have any more callers, maybe we should go over the prayer for angelic deliverance.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Let me check it out.
Okay.
I have it.
I'm just giving you a heads up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Mary Margaret.
Mary Margaret, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name, dear?
Lucy.
Lucy. Nice to hear from you, Lucy. What can I do for you?
Okay. I feel different. I moved from, I used to live in a home, and now I moved to an apartment. I saw my home.
Uh-huh.
Then I want some enlightenment, like, so let it go. I know I wanted to sell my home. Now that I sold it, I am like, oh my God. The feeling of living in an apartment and everything changed in my life.
Why did you do that?
Why? Because the house was too big to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
I got laid off in March.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, then everything was changing. My mother died in January.
Oh,
since November, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to sell the house because when it's snow, I had the cleaning. I had a friend that helps me, used to help me to clean the gutters and this and that. Say, nah, he's already in the age, you know, everybody's aging. I don't want to him to go to the, maybe to get a nursing over there because he didn't want me to get on the roof and clean the gutters.
Right.
And things like that. And I say, okay, I'm going to just simplify my life and live, even though I always have been very abundant. Now that I am in this apartment, I feel like my house was part of my abundance. That is, my house is not there anymore for me. My home is somebody else's home mm-hmm. now. Then what you see,
there's another home coming in for December, Lucy. There's another home coming in for you in December. But it's smaller. You're not going to have all the cleaning, and you'll still have, you know, you can hire someone to do the gutters. You can hire someone to do the lawn if you can't do that. But this is a smaller house. It's something you're going to be very happy with. There's not a lot of maintenance with it. But Spirit is saying it's someplace where you're going to settle in and you're going to feel you're going to feel your prosperity return.
I feel that I'm prosperous no matter what. However, I have to, I think and I feel that mm-hmm. it's part of adjustments, also some, something is that I just come in. And I feel
your prosperity, you're right, it's always with you. But you are seeing a change as you've moved into the apartment. So as we're sitting here talking about it now, Spirit is saying that, yes, you would feel better being in a house. It would be to your benefit. It's a smaller house with 3 bedrooms. And the contentment is there. They're saying part of the problem is you're a sensitive. You're a sensitive like I am. And what they're saying is you're picking up on everybody that surrounds you in that apartment. Is that possible?
I don't think that is because there are not too many people around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living with my sister now.
Okay.
Like you say, I probably move in a three-bedroom home again.
Yes. Yes, and you're going to be very, very happy there. But your prosperity is still there. You've just changed the energy. Now, it's Divine Spirit, the Holy Spirit, gave me a prayer for prosperity. Would you want to do it with me?
Yes, please.
And then what I want you to do is, Janie will give you the email, so have pen and paper ready, and you'll send Janie an email. And then we'll get the prosperity prayer to you. You just tell Janie you need the prosperity prayer.
And probably
the clearing prayer. Yeah, I'd request the clearing prayer as well. Okay? Janie, can we do the prosperity prayer, please? All right, I'm going to be quiet now. Otherwise, it's too confusing. I'm sending you energy, Lucy. Say these words after Janie now.
Hi, Lucy.
Okay. Hi.
Are you ready? You ready to do this with me?
Yes.
Okay. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
I now command.
I now command
And give full permission.
I give full permission.
For all blockages.
For all blockages.
Obstacles.
Obstacles.
And all energies that may interfere.
And all energies that may interfere.
With my creating.
With my creating.
Accepting.
Accepting.
And the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed.
Say again, be.
Sure. Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To the energy of prosperity.
To the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released.
Gently be lifted and released.
And removed.
And removed.
Within all these spaces.
Within all these spaces.
Place the energy of divine love.
Place the energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity.
Of great prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
I so desire the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
Security, love, happiness.
Security, love, happiness.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
Excellent health, vitality, and
Time. These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by my Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
My most sacred destiny.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now. That's great. Thank you. Now take 3 deep breaths, Lucy. While she's doing that, Mary Margaret, we have one more caller right now after Lucy, and we have 15 minutes left.
Thank you, dear. Lucy, Janie's going to give you my email, and I want you to call, to write her an email and request the clearing prayer and request the prosperity prayer.
Thank you.
There are
so
other
much.
Prayers, and we can talk about those later, but But for right now, those are what you would need. And that is just going to reinforce your prosperity. And it's going to clear out all negative energies and emotions. And it'll really bring light and love into your life.
Yeah, it's amazing how a place can change people's mood. And
oh,
also
yeah.
I believe I got the COVID vaccine, and then I left the COVID vaccine after because I didn't want to have it before I had the house, because maybe
uh-huh.
I can get sick and I didn't. But the COVID vaccine transformed my body so, like, different. And I feel like this show, like, my spirit is here and my body is somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the transformation very, like, okay, what is going on? I
very
feel
good.
Like my body left my spirit. It was, I don't know. It changed the way my body reacts to things,
okay,
the way
well,
that
let's
I do
talk
things.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
We have time. Let me talk to you about that. So you feel like your body's left, your spirit's left your body?
Yeah, it's like knowing the same. With the vaccine, after I had that vaccine, I felt
mm-hmm.
different, very different.
All right. Well,
yeah.
let me check something. Let's see if you're grounded. Hold on. Your body's grounded only 70%. What was it in the house, Spirit? You were grounded 100%. So it's like part of your energy is still in the house. Then we have the anchoring of... Yeah. And then we have the anchoring of spirit prayer. Is her spirit, any part of her spirit in the house? 50% of your spirit is still in that house.
Oh, my Lord.
So you were picking up on that totally right. You were totally correct. And we're going to have Janie do the grounding prayer with you and the anchoring of spirit. And you're going to need those. We're going to bring back your all this energy that still is with the home, the old home. Is that okay?
But then it was not the COVID vaccine.
I'm sorry,
it
say that again.
Because I got vaccinated after I left the house, I got
mm-hmm.
vaccinated, and that made me feel sick too. Then,
oh yeah,
yeah.
I can imagine, honey.
Yeah,
I could imagine.
Then,
yeah. I couldn't
and,
take it myself. Yeah, I couldn't do it. You
didn't do it?
No,
I did it because everybody was like,
I got very sick. I got very sick years ago with a pneumonia shot. And the doctor told me never to take it again, never to take a vaccine. So for you now, the clearing prayer we're going to send you has also a phrase in it to clear negative medicine, and negative medical procedures. So that may help you. Okay?
Okay,
and Janie will know which prayers to say just... Right now, I want you to do the grounding prayer with her so we bring back your physical energy. And I want you to do the anchoring of spirit prayer with her because of your spirit being in that house 50%. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right as far as this.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was the vaccine that made me just crazy. It's like,
oh, no.
Vaccine.
No.
Oh,
no, you're
God.
Right on.
It's,
people don't realize that their energy can split. The way you miss your home, that means that your energy, physical and spiritual, can still be there. And that's what we've got to bring back so you can go find a new home.
Oh, wonderful. God, thanks.
You're so welcome.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to be quiet.
Yes,
Janie's going to do this with you.
You ready, Lucy?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay,
thank
by the
you.
Power and the authority of divine spirit.
By the power and authority of the divine spirit.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
I invoke from the power of divine spirit.
I invoke with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Within me.
within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All interference, obstacles.
All interference, obstacles.
And blockages to my spiritual ability.
And blockages to my spiritual abilities.
To ground my body.
To ground my body.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
Totally and completely.
Totally and completely.
Be now gently changed to divine love.
Be now gently. Say again.
You got it. Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To divine love.
To divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
Now take a little breath. Gently. Very good. Gently anchor and ground.
Gently. It repeat again?
Sure. Gently anchor.
Gently anchor.
And ground. Yep,
ground.
Exactly. All physical energies.
All physical energies.
And all natural energies.
And all natural energies.
Of this lifetime.
Of this lifetime.
To my Earth star.
To my
Earth star.
Mm-hmm. A star.
Mother Earth grid.
Mother Earth grid.
And the chakra.
And the chakra.
Of this solar system.
Of this solar system.
I am in partnership.
I am in partnership.
With Mother Earth.
With Mother Earth.
Her spirit, her mind.
Her spirit, her mind.
Her heart and all that she is.
Her heart and all that she is.
As I center and settle into these energies.
As I center and settle into these energies.
I am whole and complete.
I am whole and complete.
Peaceful and calm.
Peaceful and calm.
My vitality returns now.
My vitality returns now.
And I am strong.
And I am strong.
I am deliberate in my actions.
I am deliberate in my actions.
And am free from all procrastination.
And am free from all procrastination.
And lack of motivation.
And lack of motivation.
My mind is clear.
My mind is clear.
And my memory is sharp.
And my memory is sharp.
My spirit is alive within.
My spirit is alive within.
The energies of divine healing light.
The energies of divine light.
Healing light. Right. Okay. So be
healing
it.
Healing light. So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
and take those three deep breaths. And Mary Margaret, we have 5 minutes left. One caller waiting.
Okay,
like
let's
do
this. Lucy, I want you to send Janie that the email at REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, D as in David, E N as in Nancy, H O L M as in Mary, at AOL.com. And Janie will know, she'll know your name, and she will send you these prayers. And then you'll have the anchoring of spirit prayer. And then say those every day. I would say those every day for a while.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lucy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you. Let us know. Let us know when you buy
that
house. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Do you want to go to the last caller, Mary Margaret?
Yes. I really would. Hello,
Hi.
This is Mary Margaret.
Hi, Miss Margaret. Do you have time? Is that okay?
Yes, we're gonna do our best here.
Okay. I know we've got 5 minutes. I just want to ask you about my career. I love my job. Do you see my job secure, or do you feel any changes at my job? Because I had my one-on-one with my big boss this week. It went well. What do you feel coming up? Is she in the verge of making changes? Like, do you see anybody leaving or anything like that? There's one woman that can be kind of, she's not very nice. She goes back and forth.
I think somebody's going to be leaving in March. Your employers are okay. They think very highly of you. In fact, so there are going to be changes. Yeah, there are going to be changes, but those changes are going to be very beneficial for you. So just relax with this. At first, you might be caught off guard. Okay, you might be caught off guard, but Spirit is saying, no, just go with this. It's all going to work out to your benefit. And even if you get into a position where you think, why in the hell did I get into this position? It's because they're training you for another position that's even higher up on the totem pole. So thank you so much for calling. Let us know how you do.
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye now.
Okay, Mary Margaret, seems like we got to all the calls. Thank you.
That's
that was
wonderful.
Great.
That's wonderful. Why don't you go ahead and tell them what's going on in our world?
Absolutely will. Again, if anybody wants a private session, 513-289-2914 for Mary Margaret. Join us this Friday at noon to 1 Eastern Time for Healing for All, another call-in show. Sunday night at 7 p.m., we have our Sunday night services. Monday at 3 p.m., we have channeling every other week. And then again on Tuesday night, channeling with Joanne. Wednesdays at 3 for a meditation. Today's meditation was fantastic. So go back in and check that out and have a fantastic day. Thank you, and thanks for your patience, everyone, in the queue. Have a wonderful
evening. Thank you,
evening.
Everyone.
Take care.
Thank you, everyone. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You are seen, you are heard, you are